Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to GVN's Talking Comics Interview. On today's show, we welcome talented artist Ray Anthony Height and writer Chris Robinson, creators of the new comic Corner Man, which is coming soon to Zoop. Here's your host, Martin Sexton.
Welcome once again to another edition of GVN's Talking Comics. I am your host, Martin, and today we have the privilege of talking to artist Ray Anthony Height and writer Chris Robinson. They are the creative force behind Corner Man, which is a new book that is getting ready to open up its Zoop campaign. So we're going to talk to them about their respective comic starts, the new book, and how the idea came to fruition. Also, their work with Zoop and what other projects they have coming up here down the pike. So let's welcome artist Ray Anthony Height and writer Chris Robinson to GVN's Talking Comics. Thanks for joining us, guys, today. I'll try this again. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
So guys, happy to be here.
I appreciate it. So that's why I'm not a broadcaster. Okay. So let's go ahead and start from the beginning, kind of introduce you guys to our followers. And we're going to start with you, Ray. When did you take an interest in comic art, and what were the maybe the artists or the titles that kind of inspired you to think, I want to do that?
Wow. So I loved John Buscema. And it was a Conan book, and my cousin kind of got me into it when I was a kid. Chris probably heard this story 1,000 times from me. I got like a pack, and it was like Conan and Powerman and Iron Fist and a couple of things. And that really got me into it. But really that's the thing that with comics got me into comics, but just superheroes and drawing, I've been into that ever since I was a kid. I mean, even before I knew that there were comics of Spider-Man, you know, I was watching, you know, the 1960s, basically like motion, not stop motion, but, you know, the motion comics. And, you know, he used to make those silent appearances on Electric Company for, you know, it was super, super cool. So I've loved comics ever since I was a kid. And I've been drawing probably since I was like 5.
Since you're talking about drawing, can I, you still draw traditionally with pencil, pen, you know, do the digital thing?
I do both.
Oh, you do both?
Yeah, I do both.
That's cool. I say, because most people are kind of married to one or the other. They seem to either, no, I do pen and pencil and that's it. You know, I may use digital for maybe fixing something down the line, but I generally just do the paper and pen. And then the other people do, no, I stopped doing the paper and pen. I just go digital all the time.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to me. Actually, I just started messing with the digital. And one thing I like about it is if I make a mistake, I just hit the back button, and it's great.
Control Z is your friend.
Yeah, and of course, by the way, you won me over when you said you're a fan of John Buscema, because he was the guy, as far as I was concerned, him and Jack Kirby. Chris, same question. When did you take an interest in comic writing and eventually editing? And who were the inspirations for you?
Sure. I got into comics through my uncle. My uncle was a big reader. Passed me his old box of doubles. He had the doubles box. So I went through that for many, many years before I figured out that there are, you know, these special stores you could go to that have, you know, comics on all walls, you know. Then I started getting into, and by the time I got into it, it was like, you know, the Bendis Daredevil, JMS, Spider-Man era. It was something that I fell into very quickly. I started, you know, I never, unfortunately, like, flirted with the art part of things. I was always, like, thought of myself as a writer. I became a Marvel intern and then a Marvel assistant editor for a long time. And then, yeah, it's been a ride now getting back into creator-owned and you know, sort of original things outside of the Marvel characters that we all, like, you know, are big fans of, right?
Okay, well, speaking of, you know, the editing thing, I said, so what did you take from your writing, you know, the writing part of it that helped you as far as editing goes, or vice versa?
Well, the thing that I appreciated most about, well, obviously writing comes from just loving story and just being, you know, you couldn't not tell me a story when I was a kid. I was always fascinated with any type of storytelling, cartoons, live action, radio, like, just tell me something, you know, all that. And then I became, like, aware, basically, because you don't even really think about what does an editor do, who are all these other people, until you get closer to the production of stuff. And that's when I became a Marvel intern, and I really realized, like, oh wow, like, you know, all these stories and runs and you know, all these comics that I love, there were all these people behind the scenes who really made them happen, in my opinion, right? So that's where I became sort of like, enticed, like, okay, like, the big moves are happening in the office rather than out with the creators. And now being on both sides of it, having like distance and time and all this, which is sort of, you know, myopic, but that's what I thought when I was, 19.
Yeah, that's, of course, you know, when I was a kid, I always thought that I'm gonna be a comic book artist. That's what I'm gonna do. Though it was kind of hard to do that from South Haven, Michigan, population nothing. So that didn't quite work out for me. But this is my way of kind of keeping connected to the whole comic book thing. So that worked out. Okay, so let's talk Corner Man. And I was just talking to Ray. I said, I'm embarrassed that this whole concept never occurred to me. That all these people that, you know, like I said, just, you know, got bit by a spider or whatever, got their powers, they didn't just start out absolutely knowing how to fight. I mean, so, you know, you got super strength, but what good's it do you if you don't know how to block a punch where you get, you're going to get hit all the time, especially because since the other guy, he probably has superpowers too. So this whole concept is so simple, it's embarrassing that no one's ever thought to do it until now.
Chris, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That is basically what I told Ray when he told me the idea many, many months ago at this point. And, you know, those are, I think, the best ideas. Anytime somebody would pitch something at Marvel, about, you know, around a character, and, those, you know, it's so hard to find new ground with those characters, but just superhero characters in general, right? So when Ray hit on this, it immediately became clear, like, oh, man, you know, if somebody should do this, and, you know, why not us? Why not, right?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. So who came up with the, so Ray, did you come up with the concept initially?
Yeah, it was me, and I had these thoughts. You know, I actually came to Chris with, was it three ideas? And we were originally going to go with one, but we're going to keep that in our back pocket. And and then I was thinking, okay, this is actually a good one that is, again, like you guys have said, and I was telling Martin earlier, you know, let's say 4 out of 6 people, once they hear it, you know, what Corner Man is, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that hasn't happened. And I was telling Martin earlier that we kind of touched on it a little bit because, you know, when you see the Avengers and they're training, it's Cap. Cap is training everyone. But who trained Cap? Because, you know, like, he's a master of judo and boxing, and I never seen him train one time, like not with someone, like he, right. He already came, you know, a badass, like, you know.
Yeah, the most you'll see is him like working a heavy bag, yes. Kind of you know, doing the parallel bars thing, working on his agility, but like you never see him learn from someone, which is what the heart of this book is, really.
Yeah,
and that makes sense. You know, we were talking a little bit about What If, which just came out today. They basically touch on the same thing with Peggy, and you see her on the heavy bag. But again, same thing. So just, I mean, where did that fighting, you know, like, see, at least with Peggy, I mean, you know, she was actually more, probably more of a soldier than Steve was, you know, skinny Steve was. But like I said, what, how in the world does skinny Steve suddenly, you know, I know he got super strength. How did he suddenly learn how to fight when apparently, I mean, he knew how to take a punch because I knew that he was getting plenty beat up.
There you go.
Was,
that's a good start. Right.
Right. So, okay. So give me a quick brief synopsis of Corner Man so our fans can kind of know what they're going to be looking for.
Chris, I'll leave that to you.
Sure. So Corner Man is about Jason Drexler, who is the world's greatest martial artist. He knows all different, any type of martial art from any culture. He knows it. He's learned it. And he doesn't like to get into the spotlight. He uses his ability to like train other heroes for the government. The government sends, you know, guys in crazy suits with powers out to fight to fight for the nation. He prefers to hang back and just teach those guys how to go about it. You know, he has a little bit of a humility to him, aspect to him. So one day all the heroes go missing, and without anyone to turn to, they turn to Drex and they say, Drex, we need you to go out and get our guys back. All the guys that you've trained and know so well, we need you to go bring them back. And Drex says, no, thank you, because that's his thing. He says, you can go find somebody else to do that. And then they drop the real bombshell, which is, well, you're going to want to go pick them up, because not only are they your own old mentees and people that you've trained in the past, but one of them is your sister. And that opens up a whole nother complex, you know, drama that's going to unfold over the course of the Corner Man story.
Oh, excellent. Okay. As far as working with Ray, said, so did you, I mean, have you been working closely together as far as the collaboration goes? Was there a script that was given to him, or exactly how does that collaboration work?
Yeah, this is probably my most the most fun I've had collaborating in a long time. So I know Ray from, if we're folks listening who don't know, I used to edit a book called Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Yeah. Going to be a cartoon very soon. And I had a blast. We did almost 50 issues. People loved it. It's if you don't know it, your niece or nephew or daughter knows. You know what I mean? It's big with kids. And so I met Ray doing that. And
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
One of my favorite people to come in and give Natasha Bustos, our main artist, a break in between arcs and stuff like that. So Ray came up with the concept. He pitches me like what he sort of sees for the overarching, you know, outline of the story. I come in and say, well, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? What if you'd use this as your tent poles? You know, just kind of like, you know, story stuff. So almost like a little bit more of what I would do as an editor. An editor is sort of there to be your creative backup. You know, everyone has different thoughts on how editors should work, but that was how I treated it. I was, you know, sort of there as a sounding board to help people tell the best story they possibly can. And that's how we're working here. And so it's now it's a little bit of Marvel style where Ray tells me what he wants to have happen. I say, let's try this. And then he goes and lays it out from there, and then I'll just come in and dialogue it all at the end.
So were you working on this right in the midst of the pandemic situation?
kind of, you know, we, when Chris moved out to LA, which I was super excited about, because the last time I saw this guy, I was in New York, and, you know, we hung out, we talked about a bunch of stuff, and, you know, like Chris said, I think from the first moment we met, started working together, it was just like instant click. So I knew I wanted to work with Chris on whatever it is. You know, at the time we first met, we was at Marvel, so whatever was going on there, you know, it was great. And we worked mostly on Moon Girl and Double Dinosaur together, and Marvel Comics Presents, you know, Marvel's Voices. So we've done a few things, and we built quite a rapport. I mean, we talked about things, comics and non-comics. So when he came out, and it was during the pandemic and everything, and I knew I was really trying to venture into writer-artist territory. You know, I don't know if anybody knows, but with Chris as an editor is one thing, but the guy's got a ton of great ideas. So, you know, it was easy to try to say, okay, well, let me talk to Chris, because not only do I need a partner with the creation, but I also need an editor.
Right.
So there you go. He's wearing two hats. So, you know, and it was pretty simple. It was over Korean barbecue that we can. Yeah. We went to Korean
delicious
barbecue.
Delicious Korean barbecue spot that I had no yes. idea of Ray putting me on as a new Angelino. So I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm a big Korean barbecue guy, so it was perfect. And then, but I actually, Martin pitched him the first story, which, you know, we both think is great. It's probably, I don't know if it's bigger than Corner Man, but it's definitely a little more involved. You know, Corner Man is I don't want to say it's straightforward, but it's a little, some twist, but anyway, you know, when Zoop contacted us. Oh, go ahead.
Familiar. Yeah, it has a lot of the familiar tropes that people, you know, that we are big fans of. You know what I mean? It's not. Yeah. I think the other ideas we had are sort of venturing out, and we'll get to those eventually. But you know, Corner Man has a lot of the superhero martial arts stuff that we're big fans of, and it's very familiar.
So, okay, so, you know, he mentioned Zoop. So, yeah, you guys are working with Zoop on this. And what are the advantages with Zoop that you found, you know, because there's plenty of other crowdfunding sources out there. What did you find that Zoop could do for you maybe that someone else couldn't?
Sure. I mean, you know, Ray, Zoop approached Ray. They're great partners. I'm very happy to be in connection with Jordan and Eric, who are running things over there. They have a whole operation. You know, crowdfunding is difficult. You know, we don't want to make it seem like, you know, anybody can do it. There's a ton of crowdfunding campaigns. I ran one myself many years ago. Ray has as well. They're not easy. So, you know, with our, you know, other, we have a lot of obligations. I work for Topaz Media. Ray is doing a ton of comics, you know, still for Marvel as well. So, you know, we just didn't have the bandwidth without a little help. And that's where Zoop comes in. And that's why we are able to even broach this book and get it out to people, you know?
Exactly. And for the most part, Zoop, and well, with Corner Man, speaking on our time with Corner Man, it's really a great story. It's a great story we need to tell, and we want to start producing our own creator own work. I mean, it's where you have the most fun, and it's where you have the most freedom. And it's clearly a story we're both invested in. And, you know, that's why when we're doing it, this is kind of a primer, you know. This particular issue that we're gonna try to fund is basically saying, here is this great idea Chris and I have. And Zoop is actually helping us to facilitate this in a way that lets us do the best thing that we do, which is create. And they're taking care of things that, let's say, a Kickstarter wouldn't do, which is, you know, some funding, I mean, not funding, the printing costs and all that kind of stuff. Like, they do a lot of the things that, let's say,
accounting.
The accounting, like, you know, it's so great. It's almost like having a publisher. It's like a crowdfunding. It's like Zoop is just, you know, fantastic. And I've known Jordan for years. So when Jordan approached me and, you know, he introduced me to Eric, and they were originally interested in Midnight Tiger, I want to say. And of course, that's actually tied up in some, you know, contract stuff. So that's a whole other story for another time, Marty.
All right.
But yeah, so, you know, I also wanted to do something brand new. I don't want to live and die by the stuff that happened with Midnight Tiger. You know, I have a ton of ideas. Chris has a ton of ideas, working on kind of stuff. And we want to be able to put stuff out there that is all ours, something fun, something that we know fans would really dig. So and then that's where Jordan, Zoop, and Eric, you know, they all came in and we hit the ground running.
Well, I know. I think Quarterman is going to touch on all of those things, like I said. I think that's going to be great. So you were talking about you had some other ideas. So do you see in the future possibly doing some other books, either through Zoop or another avenue, working together?
Definitely. Well, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Chris will be following that. As far as the Zoop campaign goes, what can fans, if fans go to the Zoop to check out Quarterman, what can they expect to see there?
Well, it's going to launch very soon. So just, you know, if you go to Zoop, I forgot the URL for Zoop.
Zoop.gg/Quarterman.
Editor comes through. Okay.
See what I mean? Right. So you go there and you sign up to get notified when the campaign launches. The best thing that we can tell you. And then I don't want to give too much away, but it's some cool stuff to see. We got some plans, and then the way the campaign's going, what you see is going to start. That's a starting point. We're just going to keep building on that. So there'll be more stuff that we're going to show. It's going to be fun. You know, it's just some cool stuff to take a look at when you come through. And we got some people doing some things to
ice tea.
I'm a big tease, so it's gonna be really cool.
Like I said, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. But before I let you go, let me start with you, Chris. Do you have any other projects or anything that you got going on that you want our followers to know about?
Sure. You know, I'm super excited about Quarterman. That's like my main focus. But then we also have, where I'm co-writing a graphic novel for Vince Staples called Levmo Beach. That's probably going to be out in January. And then I also am, you know, not editing, but sort of managing a creator online for Tapas Media, which is an app. You download the app and there's tons of free and premium comics on there. And we're gonna be announcing some exclusive series in the coming months. So keep an eye out.
All right, very good. Oh, as far as social media goes, Chris, where can our fans follow you from?
Sure, at Chris Robinson on Twitter. Instagram is at Robinson Chris Robinson, and yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
All right, very good. And Ray, what else you got coming up here in the new future? I know you've been concentrating on Quarterman, but you're a busy fellow. I'm sure you got more stuff coming.
You know what? I do. It's I've got, they announced not too long ago, Luke Cage, City on Fire. That is Hoche Anderson. So I'm going to be doing issue 2 of that. And that's a 3-issue a mini maxi, you know, I think it's like 30 pages per issue. So that's going to be great. And then I'm still doing Star Wars covers. You know, I was done with Afra a few months ago, Dr. Afra, which was fantastic. But I know that, you know, Marvel and Star Wars and Lucasfilm are going to keep me around to do things that they can, you know, shoehorn me into when I have time. You know, I'm still doing a bunch of stuff for Marvel, but that's, you know, that's that thing. I got a couple things popping up that'll probably be announced in the coming months, but my plate is seriously full.
Well, very good. Okay, and as far as social media goes for you, where can we go to follow you?
You can put in R.A. Height for pretty much everything. For Instagram, it's Art of R.A. Height.
Excellent. All right. Well, I thank you both for giving me a little bit of your time. And we will, of course, be following Corner Man very closely. And more than likely, I'll end up having myself another book to buy. So that's generally how that works, which my wife does. Oh, thank you guys very much for that. Hey, it's part of the gig, isn't
it? You're very welcome, Martin.
So, like I said, so we'll follow you close. And as your new project come out, especially if you another one that comes out together, we'll be maybe contacting you again, talk some more.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
It was a pleasure, Martin. Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for listening to GVN's Talking Comics. Please come back again. Talking Comics is a production of Geek Vibes Nation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.